The Black Caps captain, Kane Williamson, says there wasn't any talk within his side about rebounding from their humiliation in Australia earlier this summer. The New Zealand cricketers completed an emphatic 10-wicket victory over India in Wellington yesterday, winning the first test with a day to spare. It was a welcome result following the Black Caps' recent 3-0 series whitewash across the Tasman. Williamson says they tried to forget about the Australia tour and says bouncing back wasn't something they had focused on.
I suppose it's stripping things back a little bit because you can get a little bit carried away. You know, when you're thinking about the results and you have a number of poor ones, sometimes the want for a good one can be the distraction to getting it. So it's kind of focusing on the areas that are important, the roles, the plans that give us the best chance of success.
Kane Williamson. The second and final test against India starts in Christchurch on Saturday. Meanwhile, hosts Australia fought back to claim a 5-wicket win over Sri Lanka in Perth and save themselves from an early exit at the Women's T20 World Cup. India claimed an 18-run win over Bangladesh at the same ground to move to the top of their group ahead of New Zealand and Australia. The Hurricanes and All Blacks star loose forward Adi Savia says he wants to see if he could make it in rugby league and says he was considering a move to the National Rugby League as early as next year. Speaking on the Ice Project podcast hosted by former Warriors halfback Isaac John, Savia said he was thinking about playing in the NRL in 2021 before he suffered a knee injury in the All Blacks World Cup semi-final loss to England.
Just a new challenge. Like, I'd want to test myself and be just learning a whole new game. I'm seeing if I can guess dominate or play the way I'd play in union, if I can do that in league.
Savia is currently sidelined from Super Rugby with a knee injury. A fight between the British boxers Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury for the undisputed world heavyweight title will happen, according to Joshua's promoter Eddie Hearn. Hearn told Sky Sports UK he would do everything possible to agree a deal, and both sides would be clowns and idiots if they did not make the fight happen. And hitting the ball in football training sessions has been outlawed for primary school children under the age of 12 in England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. The guidelines follow a study by Glasgow University, which found former football professionals were at more risk of dementia due to consistently hitting footballs. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.